do it. So our largest reservoir then in this case is in the crust, so it's a terrestrial reservoir. The chemicals that are involved routinely, hydrogen sulfide with an oxygen state of oxidation state of plus two, of minus two. Down this end we've got sulfur with an oxidation state of plus six, so again we've got moving through multiple different oxidation states. Obviously we get elemental sulfur being formed in geothermal sort of areas. The microorganisms we know use sulfur quite extensively in redox cycling. In the atmosphere, the SO2 is oxidised through to sulfuric acid, so this now is our heterogeneous process indicated using a dust particle containing some manganese 2. The removal processes can either be dry deposition or wet deposition, so if a SO2 particle in the atmosphere smacks into a leaf, that was dry deposition. Was if the SO2 is processed and turned into sulfuric acid, and that then is highly hygroscopic, it'll be picked up by raindrop and wet deposited. Our transport from where a SO2 particle is released, for instance from Mount Isa, over 2 to 6 days of transport, that can be over a very large region indeed. So that's why once people realised how significant the acid rain problem was in Europe and in North America, in terms of regional pollution, they shut